And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Bob Mertz of Riley County, Melissa Wall, also Riley County Farm Bureau, and Glenn Bronco, Pottawatomie County, with the Kansas Farm Bureau Board. And thought we'd shift just a little bit now to safety. And I know it's something we can never say enough of. And I think there was even a fatality in Pottawatomie County not too long ago, Glenn. But we always have to be very careful and aware.
Oh, it farming and ranching are one of the most hazardous occupations. And yeah, unfortunately, we lost a really special person in Pottawatomie County. He was a tremendous man, a tremendous father, and we're all hurting. And it's just, it emphasizes how dangerous this occupation we've chosen is. I've taught tractor safety for many, many years as an extension agent, and it takes just 1 second, one thing breaking, I missed a bad accident myself just the other day. I pulled a pin out of an implement. The jack gave out, and it missed my foot by just a few inches. And so it just takes a momentary lapse is all. And so we ask that people take a little extra time, make sure you're not too tired, make sure you think a little bit. And then to the motorists on the road, please give us some extra space. We move slow. We're coming in and out of fields, and we need to share the road with you at this time of the year, and so we ask for your patience. We know we're going to slow you down just a little bit. Just give us a little extra room.
And it's been my experience as a motorcyclist that a lot of times your farm folks are wonderful about trying to pull over and help you get around them if need be when things start to pile up. But Melissa, any more to add on safety, both for motorists that are out and about and with farm implement, or just even for farmers in general?
Yeah, when it comes to farm safety, it's all of us, because that semi cannot stop on a dime whether they are loaded or not. When we're on a tractor or combine, we have very, very limited sight clearance. And yeah, we're putzing along on the highway, and we try to get out of your way because we know how everybody's in a zoom lifestyle nowadays, and they don't have the patience. But enjoy the landscape around you and wait until it's safe for you to get around us. And if you can't see our rear view mirrors, whether it's in the semi or a straight truck or possibly the combine or tractor, we can't see you. So be sure to stay back far enough so maybe we have a half a chance, even though we do have limited sight clearance. And don't pull out in front of us. Please don't pull out in front of us. Give us a chance, because we cannot stop on a dime.
And I know, too, as Glenn was mentioning, even farmers just need to be just all of us really need to be careful. But there are a lot of hazards when it comes to farming, and it just takes that 1 second to have a fatal mistake.
It does, and it can happen before you even realize it, that something has gone wrong. And it unfortunately, lives are lost, limbs are lost. Damage is done, broken bones, fingers missing, and it happens. And it doesn't matter whether you are strictly a grain farmer or you handle livestock all the time or both. It can happen so fast.
There was actually I'm remembering a livestock-related accident, and even in Riley County a couple of years ago, maybe it was now. But that you just never realize. Some of the worst stories I think I've ever had to do, I remember one with a grain bin of someone being sucked down into it. There's just horrible things that can happen, and people just have to really be cautious.
Yeah, most definitely. And, grain engulfment is a horrible, horrible thing, because it's something that, we try and demonstrate with our kids ag day as to what your lungs are like when you are engulfed in grain or you're caught in grain, by using a 2-liter bottle and a balloon with some grain in it, and to try and get the kids to blow the balloon up without the grain on it and then turn it over and put the grain on it, and how difficult it is with that pressure. So I think it's something that everyone needs to be aware of. I don't think it hurts to reinforce it, no matter how many times over and over, because it is pretty dangerous out there.
We do have a phone call. You'll each need a set of headphones to hear what our listener has to say. And welcome to In Focus and talking a bit about farm safety. Go ahead, please.
Hi, good morning. This concern actually arose several years ago. There was an accident over, I believe, in Saline County, where a little girl was killed, fell through the window of a combine. And I kept thinking I was going to write to the combine manufacturers. But I have this concern about kids being on this equipment and taken. So What are your, I'm just curious what your thoughts are, or, you know, I'm thinking, can't there be safety glass or some kind of metal screen that if the glass were to break, then at least a person or child wouldn't fall out?
Well.
And I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Thanks for the call.
Right. Yeah, those are always the worst and very unfortunate. But we have to remember that in all farm implements, all modern implements, there's a seat belt. The seat belt's there for a reason. It keeps us in place. And you know, farms are a family operation, and we want to take our kids with us. I rode, grew up on the combine, but things have changed, and I didn't allow my kids to ride with me on the implements. And
we have another call. It's generated some discussion today. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment.
A very timely subject. This is a gentleman from Farm Bureau. I made a suggestion to the president of Farm Bureau at a service station one day. He said he was too busy to talk to me. I think you should ask for legislation. One seat, one rider, except a motorcycle if it's equipped with two people. But I see people riding two on a bicycle. All these accidents that have happened in the past have been some young child, the grandpa on the lap, falls off a tractor and gets run over and killed. One of my very good friends that happened to. As a matter of fact, County Commissioner Ron Wells happened to him when he was young, and luckily they had a new surgeon in town and saved his arm. But one seat, one rider. I can't understand why somebody doesn't do something about that. I talked to Sidney Carlin about it. She says, well, we'll work on it. Let's don't work on it. Let's get something done. Thank you.
Interesting thoughts. I don't know if anybody wants to comment on that, but
I think he's completely right when it says one seat, one rider, and that is something that we do encourage with our safety awareness is if there is one seat, there needs to be one rider. And it doesn't matter whether it is mowing a lawn, because you see riding lawnmowers with more than one person on it because, oh, the grandson wants to ride with grandpa on the mower. I'm sorry, it's still all dangerous, and unfortunately, one seat, one rider is just a good rule of thumb to follow.
Bob, we don't want to forget about you. Anything you're wanting to add when it comes to safety, and I'm sure it's something you're constantly aware of, too.
I guess I would add that we're in a situation maybe where we've got young people working with us and have kids, so there's I'm concerned at the safety side, but at the same time, it's a family operation, and if their kids enjoy coming out on a Saturday or day off of school to be with their dad and participate in the harvest, and it's also an educational point for us to have non-agricultural people ride, and of course, we have adults in our combine, too, that don't get a chance to see what modern-day agriculture or harvest is like, but The other concern for safety I have is I always think about is what I call combine fatigue. And, of course, when we're working from 8 to 8 most days during harvest and the combine operators in there, and with the type of machinery we have today, there's really no breaks. We just keep going with the grain carts, and it can get kind of monotonous. Of course, they have radio, and they have their smartphone and two-way radios, but usually I try to watch and make sure they get off early and kind of rotate people in and out of the combine during those time periods too.
Thanks so much. Real quickly, county annual meeting's coming up, Melissa. We don't have much time left.
Yep, Riley County Farm Bureau's county annual meeting is October 1st up at the Blue Hills Room. I would still take a few more RSVPs. We do need to get numbers into the caterer. We'll have a great lineup. We've got Dr. Roger Marshall coming from the Big One to visit with us that evening. And once again, on that safety side, more of our combines and tractors, like Bob and Glenn will tell you, they do have buddy seats in them. That is safe. You know, they've got a seat belt on them, so it works.
Thanks to all three of you for stopping by today. Again, we've had Bob Mertz, Melissa Wall, Glenn Bronco with us talking some agriculture in Riley and Pottawatomie counties, and you've been listening to In Focus.